Looky, you got fucking no teeth, mate.
This is Judo Jimmy Wallhead, the head coach of Rough House. But if I were you, I would stay away from him. This is Joe Taylor, one of the nicest lads in the room and one of the best jiu-jitsu coaches. He's just finished some horrible rounds with Jimmy. That's why he's swearing at us.
You ain't tapping with that shit. I'm not trying to tap you. Just humiliated being a bully.
Yeah, you've got a bump in your hip, man. You've got a fucking move in here.
It works like a fucking front. Here, Joe. Here, Joe. Yeah, turn into me, this way. This way, fucking fish hooking me.
I'm never fishing.
His gumshoe keeps falling out. He keeps having a scatter, but he's sucked willing as well. So I don't know why he keeps having that gag reflex.
There's only one, Joe Taylor.
You prick.
Put it in the eye. Put it in the eye. Ah! Oh, fuck! Good break my fucking ribs! Please be
here! Woo!
Oh, bro.
I am a piece of shit.
Not proud of it, but I know what I am.
If you're here for MMA, wear a cup. You can get new teeth and they chew food just as fucking good as the real ones. But if you lose your testicle, you're not making any more kids with that nut. Does that make sense? Right? The only thing you can't fucking replace is your balls. Please wear a cup. I don't care what the rules are in jiu-jitsu, in MMA we wear a cup. We can wear a cup. Always wear a cup. Because I don't want to be dealing with people swallowing nutcases, right? Okay, second of all, when you're rolling with Jimmy, if he's doing fucking horrible stuff, it's not because he doesn't like you. It's because he's showing you what you can be doing to people when you're on the floor. I mean, obviously he's fucking licking people's ears and shit. I don't mean that. But the principle still stands. It's fucking horrible, right? Don't jiu-jitsu people in MMA. Fucking MMA them. Make it horrible for them. Forearms, hands across their face, shit talking in their ear, it doesn't matter what it is. Anything you can do to get inside someone's head is going to benefit you. Anything that you can get them to do where they go, fucking, and they're in a fucking arm triangle, yeah? There's a benefit to it. Learn from Jimmy, learn. He used to do it to me all the time, I fucking hate it, but I would do it to other people. Fucking elbow right in the face, yeah, Jimmy taught me this bastard. Right? Does that make sense? He's not doing it because he's not, he didn't like you.
This is Riley. Jimmy hates Riley. To be honest, nobody likes Riley.
Okay, this is not a punch, right? I'm not planning on damaging him with this. It's a gap bridge. So as I'm here, I'm stepping into range. I'm doing that to tease that. You see how this lead hand's dropped here? The reason I'm doing that is because I'm expecting him to throw that. I'm drifting away. I'm coming over the top and scraping across the side of his face with my knuckles. I'm not slipping and left hooking. I'm not trying to left hook him over the top. It's not going to happen. I'm also not trying to left hook him as he's throwing his punch. I need him to express that punch so I can get out of the way of it. Punch me. Bang. I know I'm out of the way of that. I've got him backed up. I've got him timid now because he's backed up against the fence. I'm going to touch him with that to keep him there. Prompt him. Can't do it. Boom, bang! Nice. That makes sense? It's not a punch though. Because what I'm doing is I'm hitting here to pull him, to catch him. Onto. Bang!
Careful, fucking hell.
He's alright. So does that make sense? I need this punch to be expressed before I start throwing my counter. I'm tempting him. Here, offer, gone. Catch him, and then step in. This is to bridge the gap for the right hand. Okay? Try it a couple more times, I'm going to do one more. Let's go! Yeah. But in MMA, you can use those damn knuckles.
They're fucking with boxing, they're out of luck.
This is Josh Hamilton, 21 years old and bursting out the seams. Some of the best hands on the mats. Him and Jimmy are unusually close. I would keep an eye on these two as the episodes go on.
I thought you were coming on me.
That was a tap. I shouldn't be there, lad.
That shoulder goes that way.
We're going to be here all day, mate. We're going to be here all day.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mate.
Wait, come here a little pause. Hey. Yeah, stay in range. Oh. Stay in range. Down here. Down there, guys. Stay in range. Get in there. Get in there. Get in there. It does a bump, and it goes,
who did?
Him! I fucking went like that in the morning, you know when you hit me when you're warming up, and I went, fuck me, that was good. I went like that afterwards, I went, fucking arse went a bit, I was like, fucking hell.
Just fucking not standing.
Welcome
on
to the dog ass bitches.
You know what I mean? That's the main one. Not standing, not loading up on power.
Are you getting in there, Josh?
No, not today.
Why?
Because look at my fucking ear mystery. Zoom in on that fucking thing. Yeah? Good looking lad before I came here. Now I've got ears like fucking cabbages. Yeah? I always said to myself, first thing when I came in here, I looked at everyone's ears and I said, I do not want ears like that. And now look at me.
Yeah.
Jimmy drained this one, right? Drained this one, mid-spar. And then he forgot, apparently he forgot, yeah, and he went like this on my fucking ears, man. And it went straight back up like a balloon.
I remember that. I remember trying to drain Mama Sen at my mum's. I put the needle
broken
in
man.
And that shit out there.
I
just looked at Sen in the mirror with a needle hanging out.
Well, there is one thing, isn't there? If a bird asks you what it is at a bar, do you know what I mean? What do you do? You're either a rugby player or you punch people.
Let's have some feedback from the fans. Are you Oli Belize is a solid 8.5? I'd like to hear what the fans have to say on this map.
When did he say that?
I'm a constant 8.5, got 60. Eight.
This is Oli, Jimmy's rent boy. He's also our strength and conditioning coach, but mainly Jimmy's rent boy.
You were already talking the story.
Did I get the story right?
You said
8.5 and I got six figures.
With Jimmy for a change. Well, what a fucking surprise. Oh, yes, Jimmy.
Since Jimmy has put it out there, I might as well ask you, so, is Oli an 8.5? I mean, let's be honest, 8.5 is quite high. I'm assuming his personality must be fucking incredible.
What's the matter with me? What's the matter with you?
This is Dean Truman, former Cage Warriors featherweight world champion. Sadly, he lost his recent fight to a well-timed body shot. It's his first day back, so what better time for a little roast session with Jimmy?
Hey, at least you're trying to coach me for this next fight, eh? What? Too early, son. At least you'll be there for the next one, isn't it? Sure you're going to be there. Listen, I need to be here for the amateurs' weigh-ins. Don't go to the amateurs' weigh-ins. It's all right, though. Don't worry about it.
What did Jerry say? I can't. What did Jerry say? Jerry, what did he say, Jerry?
I don't have to fucking get that thing
away. It's stuff on the peripheral, isn't it? Yeah. If he sees stuff on the peripheral, it sells better. Yeah? That's what I was got taught, and that's what I see work well in it. So, we're going to go here, yeah? Moving around with the body of the road kick, yeah? Okay, thinking about that low kick. Okay, thinking, boop, and then that sick up centre. Outside, inside, yeah? So I'm going outside, my heel goes out. Once the knees get parallel, I'm turning it up to the inside. Bam, sick up. Yeah, I'm not doing this to fake a kick. There's my kick, yeah? There's my kick. There's my fake. And I sweep it on the inside.
Sick.
Yeah? So look, so we've got a couple of low kicks, get everything about the low kick, and then we'll hit the sickle. And then we'll do one that I like. When you get when you're putting pressure on somebody, it's exactly the same. Going thinking about the low kick. Again, same setup, so don't be. If I'm throwing a low kick, I'm coming off the same sort of hands, yeah? I fake the jab. I fake the low, so this time I'm gonna same foot, flip the heel out, but I'm snaking it. Yeah? I'm just snaking it. That's it. Don't go too far forward again. Look, watch. Ugh, feels dead awkward. See how it shuts the hips off. Can't go too far forward. Yeah? So I'm going low, fake it. I'm coming out here, here, wherever his hands are, boom, hit our left foot. Yeah?
Slap
me. Hey, bastard. Oh, shit, that's good. Wow. So we're moving around nice and steady, yeah? So again, thinking about the low, exactly how we've got thinking about the overhand, we've got thinking about the left hook as well, we've got thinking about that low kick, going thinking of all that centre, moving around, boom, on the low, wee. On the low, wee. On the low, wee. Hey, I fucked it. On the low, hey, yeah? On that, make sure he's central, yeah? Make sure he's central on that low kick. Boom, there we go. Oh, set on the outside, smash me.
Yeah.
Clear?
Just be aware of your toes on this one, when you're throwing the front kick.
Pull the toes back.
Yeah, pull the toes back. You'll see Overeem dislocate his big toe on Travis Brown's chin with this. Yeah. You try and aim with the ball of the foot,
yeah.
So your toes are coming back.
Yeah.
You need to turn it in.
You do that, don't you?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, pull your toes back, start with the ball of foot.
Nice.
Yeah? Okay, let's go. That's two, then we get our rounds out. Let's go, guys. Let's go. Who are you introducing today, James? On the camera, who are you introducing to the episode?
I think Dean.
I think she introduced you. Yeah, I think we should introduce you. Yeah, James Mystery. I'll do the intro for James Mystery.
What's it going to be?
James Mystery. Unlike Riley, everyone likes James.
Everyone likes James.
James is a good guy. Conor McGregor likes James. He follows him on Instagram. Within 30 seconds of meeting James, you will be told that fact. What else about James?
I haven't heard that.
It's true. Hey?
Is that true, yeah?
James, by the way.
Oh, but I did hear that Greg called give me a pussy.
Actually, who's that on? Who's that? Who's back on the side again?
Well, I guess I should add some context here. When Mystery, the cameraman, got back from his America trip, Jimmy was roasting him about his question he asked Connor at the presser. So Mystery told Jimmy he called him a pussy. To his shock, Jimmy had brought it, but it's not surprising. If his brain was dynamite, there wouldn't be enough to blow his hat off.
Oh, is it? Yeah, you. Yeah. Backtrack now, cameras on. Hey, dickhead.
I'm not surprised that I put a full bump.
Yeah, I know. What did you say?
When you said McGregor called,
you
made a pussy, yeah. talking shit behind your homeboy's back and that, you know what I mean?
Wait, what are you
going to
do?
Right, but I hope he hears that you talk shit about him and he unfollows you.
He's retired from all things ever made.
Yeah, the gun, yeah.
Who, me?
Yeah. That'd be your official retirement.
No more strangle wanking in the closet.
No, that's asphyxiation. That is the way you're going. Oh,
nah.
100%.
I'm not into that shit.
Look at the blue. Going in his followers, followers, looking at the blue.
Screenshot it. McGregor's now following you. That's just a strangle my call there.
Someone will find him in a wardrobe of a hotel room. They'll open the doors and all the insides will be encrusted photos of Conor McGregor all the way down.
We're in excess of, because that's how he goes. I mean, each to their own. I'm more into the stuff on the bums, y'all.
Guys, try this. Yeah, so guys, go everyone in stance, go rear hand and back to stance. Yeah, so you land the right hand. Yeah, you're coming back to stance, yeah? Lead shoulder back on, yeah? So right hand, back to stance. I want you to go right hand, as the right hand comes back this time, slip. So your head goes off the line as you retract your right hand. So cross, come back, cross as I pull the right hand back, my left shoulder goes forward, I slip my head, yeah? Yeah, so there's two movements, right? We're retracting the hand and we're moving the head. Yeah, and now there's gonna be a third movement. As we do them two movements, we're gonna step our right foot forward at 45, yeah? Big step forward with our right foot. So right cross, as this right hand retracts and the right shoulder goes back, I'm moving my head, but as I do, I'm stepping my right foot forward. Yeah, now I'm off the line, now I can bump, here's my frame, now I can bump or pivot, and there's my lead hand on. Yeah, so always there's a retraction, a slip and a step, and there's your line change. That makes sense? So it's a retraction, a slip, and a step all together. Yeah, retraction, slip, and a step all together. Retract, slip and step, and you're off that line. Clear?
Yeah!
Oh, yeah, man. That man's got it. It's fucking there, isn't it? You move that
one
up. Eat that.
Big Monday, big Wednesday. Today's supposed to be a technical session, but it depends what Jimmy feels like, really. We'll see what happens.
Because he's been whacking my nuts.
Shut the fuck up and run my session.
Look, you know what I mean? Unnecessary. What's next, coach?
Shut the fuck up.
You know what I mean?
Ollie snapped shortly after this and ended up making Josh cry by taking the piss out of his nipples. Luckily, Jimmy was there to console him like a good coach. I missed the altercation, but it definitely happened.
Yes, so stay strong. Yeah. Chopping into that elbow. But as I do, I don't want to pull him to me. I'm chopping, but look, I'm pulling him over, so I'm trying to pull him. Oh shit, your collar. Sorry, lad. Sorry, forgot.
That's all right.
I heard you calling me on the other fucking thing.
Yeah, like, because you did. You fucking
accidental, man.
Accidental. Like that. You drained it, and then 5 minutes later, you went fucking like that.
Never. I don't sound like me. Yeah. Yeah, bring him forwards, yeah? Comes back up. This time he's gonna arse up, yeah? Gonna go armpits, ear to ear. Yeah, nice tight grip, ear to ear, flaring my left elbow. I'm gonna run around the hip. Sit down. Yeah, make sure on these. Now listen, guys, if we get here and he's hand fighting, I can't, and hands bastardized, yeah. Say the hands are really gripped up and I can't do much. I just like to back up, yeah? We'll do a little sequence that I like. If I've took him in, I can manage to cap the wrist and come over. So here, I don't want to hold it here. I want to go quite high because I want my left hand here. Does that make sense? So I'm here, I go high, I come over, and I cap my wrist. Step this side, because I'm controlling this arm, he's going to find it hard to base out, yeah? I had to block the step, sorry. Foot comes over into the center, I'm going to pull and right off. There was a bit more jiu-jitsu orientated, take the back from here. Step up, step. I'm gonna fall to this side, change my hands in transition, and go high, high bottom hook, everything nice and tight. Take the back, you can do that as well if you want. Kick this top foot, come on the elbow, chop it in, and bridge. Yeah? Clear?
Fucker.
Sorry, lad.
No, I've got that one in.
Yeah. You fucking dead.
And then squeeze.
If you want to put our left foot on the floor, yeah. And bridge this way.
Yeah. He just tapped you.
Huh?
Yeah, I mean, do you want to hold the camera? And just come, I don't need to watch it.
What's that? What's that?
I know, mate, I do.
Neville. Neville got a bruised leg after being the lockdown.
I'll say this for the camera. I will never tap Jimmy out for probably another 12 years. But he'll be in a wheelchair. Fucked.
Stop being a boss.
Fucking unbelievable. Yeah. Make sure you put some sort of book there.
Not Brent Boy no more. Pussy Boy Richardson.
What's going on?
On your arse, you're doing a thing, you run around. Over the sound, yeah? Yeah. You opt to get, you step over, but you're whatever the reason, yeah? So you opt to get, see us try.
That's the top one.
Yeah? When you fall here, yeah? Look, nice and high, yeah? Worst rookie in the fucking world. Feels like a wet lettuce. You know that first guy comes on the mat, beginner. I've like, never done it, like one of them. Like, there's that. This is how I'm meant to be, yeah?
You don't.
Yeah. Watch the camera. Yeah, Josh, yeah, stay inside, relax, yeah. Look.
Yeah, I am fucking still dickhead.
Coming up on the elbow.
Ah, that's what I wasn't doing. I wasn't chopping it back.
Shall I put it back? No!
Switch the hand onto my neck.
What the fuck is that? Yeah, that's how I'm doing it. That's probably what I'm
shit coach. Shit coach.
You know, it's everyone who listens who's got respect. Is it alright? You watch Kieran, that's it. Watch on it. Wank. Friday's a steady day, bro. Only Joey fighting, he had a big Monday and Wednesday, so. Steady Friday, get abused off Oliver. Shit like that. Teach Ollie to do a bit of actual combat stuff so he didn't have to blag it on his podcast with Dan, innit? Should learn a bit of combat, you know?
And read the notes about 20 times and scroll. Yeah.
You should ask me a video like, say, Ollie, can you turn your laptop round? And it'll be one fighter's name and like five things about it. We've watched them once. A jab. They've got a good jab. And talk about that.
Is this on their pit podcast?
Oh, yeah, it's horrific. And then a few faces like this. Watch it, people.
Honestly. He does this a lot. He does this a lot.
This one?
Scroll through his notes, yeah, he does do that a lot.
Yeah, he's a very good fighter, yes.
And he does
I like their jab.
Jimmy said this, like, and I watched one. I actually watched one, yeah. No, I watched it, and I looked at it. I was watching what he was doing, and he does. He scrolls through the notes, and he sits there, yeah, Dan, yeah. 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 There you go. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's great, but put these two on a podcast and what are you going to get?
Put us two on a podcast. A million fucking views, mate.
I'll fucking bang you. Scrub up, guys. Did you have that back?
You're brain dead, yes, man, innit?
Brain
dead.
You're dead.
You're dead, man.
You say these things, but then afterwards, you're like, oh, I didn't mean it to you, mate.
Do you know what the main problem with Jimmy is, Jamie? Mystery.
No.
He's actually a really, really good coach. It's quite frustrating for everyone, really, because it feels nice to be nasty to him. Because he's so nasty to everyone else. But he's genuinely a very, very good coach. I've been in coaching a long time, and he's a very, very good coach.
Yeah.
A couple of things. One is obviously walk the walk, and he's been there. He's fought so many times all around the world against different people. And the other thing is, he's just took all the fluff away from his system. He's just got a very straight, genuine system.
Why are you doing it under your breath like a little pussy? Out of the way under his fucking breath. And then we walk over and mystery like, they're coming. Oliver, they're coming. Why are you grabbing your dick? Stop being a fucking pussy.
What did he say about me?
What did you say? This fucking dickhead, mate. You want to bang him?
He's a bit paranoid, though. He is a bit paranoid.
Pussy. Shut the fuck up, you pop your rib, fucking meditating, and now you're trying to give it the bigger.
I'm just saying, what would you do if you pop your rib?
Carry the fuck on. Fucking I've done many times. Pop my rib. Oh, I've probably got a bruise.
You're a liar. Stop lying.
Mate, really? Oh, yeah. I fight with one fucking knee, bro. One hand. Old fights one-handed, you know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck, mate. Yeah, what? Go on, say something like this. Deluded or factual? No, not factual, I just said.
He does beat you in arguments, I fucking love it.
I just reeled
the educated man.
Have I not reeled out about four facts? I believe I have.
No.
Thank you, Josh. Yes. No. And then do you want to get into what he lied about yesterday, about the 6 figures and 8.5? Actually, Josh remembered the actual conversation.
No, we didn't. We came just out been there, through that. That wasn't the conversation.
The conversation was you said you were 8.5 and it helps that he's rich. So we changed things.
And me and Josh are fours. He's an 8.5 and we're fours. Dallas, I know I'm an ugly motherfucker. Granted, yeah. But I'm at peace with
one thing you got wrong.
You're an ugly motherfucker. Yeah, absolutely. But I said it's not funny when you say it after I've said it.
I'm saying I'll see you at 5.
Have a revision. Come back this afternoon with some good comebacks, yeah? All right?
Not the same fucking
comebacks. Make some notes. Wait, I'll even let you have your iPad on the side on.
How do you feel now I've shown you that clip of Ollie being nice to you?
Just made me sound like a dickhead, didn't I? You know what I mean?